the surveillance cameras?
That's what the man at the store said.
What, do you think he was the one that put the camera in your office?
I don't know, Tom. According to Tony, it was some other man he saw at the opening yesterday. But I doubt only one person's behind it.
It all sounds so strange. Why would anyone want to spy on you anyway?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I have to admit it, Whit. I like Mitch.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think he was involved in something like this. Especially now with Connie. Does she know?
I haven't told her about him buying the cameras, and I'm not planning to at this point. I don't want her to worry.
Probably a good idea. Does she know about the connection between Andromeda and Novacom?
Yes, but I asked her to be discreet about it. They went out this afternoon.
I don't want to be paranoid, Whit, but shouldn't we be concerned about her? She seems awfully smitten by the boy.
Well, let's just say I'm keeping my eyes open.
When can I take this blindfold off?
Be patient. You can take it off when we get there.
When we get where? Why won't you tell me?
It's a surprise.
I don't like surprises.
You love surprises.
Well, I like surprises after they're surprises, but I don't like the process of being surprised.
You'll like this.
I better. It's taking forever to get there.
Just be patient.
Okay. Can I have a hand?
No.
We're really out in the middle of nowhere, aren't we?
Yep. And we're here.
Good. Now can I take the blindfold off?
In a minute.
I feel like I should be waving a stick at a piñata.
Connie, you're such a trip. Take my arm. Hold on to it.
Okay. Ouch!
Are you okay?
Yeah. Fine.
I guess we should take off your blindfold.
Thanks. Wow, what an amazing view! Is that Trickle Lake?
That's it.
I've never seen it from this high before.
I found this place when I was hiking a few days ago. I wanted to share it with you.
Mitch, it's beautiful.
Yeah, almost as beautiful as you.
Thanks.
And I brought a picnic.
A picnic?
Yep. Can you grab the blanket?
Yeah.
I have salami sandwiches and sour cream and onion potato chips, which I believe are your favorites.
And chocolate milk even. Oh, Mitch, this is so sweet. I mean, no one's ever... You went through a lot of trouble.
You're worth it.
What's up?
I got the computer.
What computer?
Don't you remember? The research project?
Oh, yeah. That computer.
Meet me in the lab at 3 o'clock sharp, okay?
3 o'clock.
Don't be late. The computer shut down automatically at 4 o'clock, so we only have 1 hour.
Got it. I'll bring a list of the websites where Aram hangs out.
Great. See you then.
Oh, here it is, Tom.
My goodness. I didn't even know they made cameras this small. Where'd you say they hid it?
In this dictionary. You see how the pages were cut out to make room?
Uh-huh.
And the lens pointed out right here, through the O in dictionary.
What in the world?
Yeah, they mounted it up on that top shelf there. I probably never would have noticed it if Tony hadn't told me it was there.
I'll be.
Hey, hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
What? A wet. She's getting that look in her eyes again.
What look?
You know that glazed over look like a couple of Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh.
How was your afternoon, Connie?
Wonderful. Mitch made a picnic for us, and we watched the clouds, and we went for a walk, and we talked. And he picked me flowers.
Well, sounds like you had a very nice time.
Yep, until it started to rain. Get this, we're going bowling tonight. Bowling? I haven't done that in ages.
You certainly are making a day of it.
Pretty much. He needs to work for a few hours this afternoon. Oh, in fact, he wanted to talk to you about some forum thingy.
Is he still here?
He's parking the car. He dropped me off at the door. Because it's raining. Isn't that the sweetest thing?
Very considerate.
I'll send him up. Right now, I need to put these flowers in some water.
She is 10 feet off the ground.
I see that.
Well, sounds like Mitch is on his way up. Aren't you going to put the camera away?
No. No, I think I'll leave it out. Come in.
Whit?
Hi, Mitch.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, I knew you were busy, Whit, so I wasn't sure if you knew about the community forum we're having at Novacom tomorrow.
I'd heard about it, yeah, thanks, and I'm planning on attending.
Great. 7:30. Hey, is that a camera?
Yes, it is. Have you seen one like it before?
Well, we've used them at the station. It's a pretty high-tech camera. What are you doing with one?
Oh, it's kind of an interesting story, actually. We found it, hidden on one of my shelves.
Really? That's strange.
Yes, it is. Have you seen one like it before?
We're doing this TV show, a real-life spy-type thing with hidden cameras everywhere. In fact, I just picked up a bunch of them myself. Funny you would have one, too. I really should get going. Bye, Whit, Tom.
Bye, Mitch.
Well, that seemed like a pretty fair explanation.
Oh, hi.
You weren't going to leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, sorry. Bye.
Is everything all right? Did you talk to Whit?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine.
You know, I wasn't sure about this bowling thing, but I'm kind of getting excited about it. The last time I went, I got a 24. I wonder if I can beat it. Do you think so? Hello? Earth to Mitch. Anyone there?
Oh, sorry, Connie. I'm listening.
Yeah, it is something far, far away. What are you thinking about?
Just work stuff. I really have to get to the office.
Okay.
This won't take long. I'll pick you up at 6.
Oh, excuse me?
Yes, come in, Mitch. I've been waiting for you.
I'm looking for Mr. Dent.
I'm sorry. Mr. Dent isn't available, but you can talk to me.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
No, but I know all about you. And I have to say, we're very impressed with your potential.
We? Look, who are you?
Call me Mr. Charles.
Okay, Mr. Charles, I'd like to know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you and your future with the organization. Continue your current quality of work, and I see great things for you. This whole business with Mr. Whitaker and Wits End, for example.
What do you know about it? I report to Mr. Dent.
Yes, and he reported it all to me. You've done an excellent job, Mitch. You've helped us put Mr. Whitaker in a very good position.
Good for whom? No offense, Mr. Charles, but this cryptic tough guy talk isn't telling me anything.
You're told what you need to know.
Meaning?
Meaning that you should forget about the camera Mr. Whitaker found in his office. It is none of your business.
How do you know about that?
I'm paid to know a lot of things, Mitch. Just as you're paid to do your job. It's a simple arrangement, and you won't benefit from trying to change it now. Just carry on as you have, and you'll live happily ever after.
I'd still like to talk to Mr. Dent.
I'm sure you will, but you can't. Mr. Dent has been relocated.
What? Why?
It turns out he wasn't really a team player. His heart wasn't in our work, but you... I can see you moving into his position in no time at all. If you keep your head. Do you understand?
Not really.
Just as well. Now you'd better hurry along, or you'll be late for your evening with that Kendall girl. Nice idea, by the way, establishing a relationship with her.
With all due respect, Mr. Charles, that's none of your business.
Well, we'll see about that, my boy.
Thank you.
try the Novacom site again.
We've been there 10 times already. I don't think he's gonna show up.
Maybe we should just stay with the Canva College website. I don't know.
It's almost 4 o'clock. We're running out of time. We only have 2 minutes left. And we haven't even heard from... Aaron?
That's him.
Hello there.
It's about time you showed up.
Have you been looking for me?
Cut the chit-chat. We don't have much time, Sarah.
Yes.
What do you want?
Tell us who you are.
Why?
Come on, Aram.
Just tell us. Hurry.
Type in Andromeda Radio Wave Study.
Okay. Got it.
I've been here before. Ask him for the level 4 password.
What is the level 4 password?
The password is Bluegill.
All right.
Go to medical tests at the bottom of the screen.
What was that?
Read the screen. Computer network will shut down in 1 minute.
Medical tests. Medical tests?
Right here.
Oh.
Click on reports and download. Goodbye.
Click on reports, hurry.
Okay. Download. Oh boy, where's a disk?
They don't have any disks in here? This is supposed to be a computer room, isn't it?
What are we gonna do? What's that?
Another warning. We've only got 30 seconds left.
I can't download.
Oh boy, print, we can print it up.
Good. Come on, 20 seconds.
No paper.
Here's some, quick.
The network will shut down in 10 seconds.
On, printer. I could go faster with a stone tablet and a chisel.
We've only got one page!
And it's all gobbledygook. Just great.
The coast is clear, Alex.
Thanks, Cal. Keep a lookout.
Okay.
So here it is. All we got was a bunch of computer code.
Guess we got stumped again.
Dead end.
Hold on, let me see that.
What?
You have something?
Maybe. Look in the middle of all these squares and symbols.
Letters? There's an A.
And an R right there.
Let's see if they spell something.
Okay, you read them out and I'll write down the letters.
Start with A and R.
A, R.
Then we've got an E.
Aram!
Nope. The next letter is a P.
So we're still on the seventh word.
B, R,
A, I,
N.
That's the word brain.
And there's an S. So what do we have so far?
A report on the conversion of brain waves to radio waves.
What's that all about?
I don't know, but it sounds kind of creepy.
B, Y.
Huh?
Next two letters.
B, Y. Pie.
Now comes the fun part. Who wrote this report? All right, ready, Sarah?
Go.
E.
E.
U.
E.
U. G.
Eugene!
We gotta make sure.
Keep going.
E. N. E.
That spells Eugene, all right.
Don't stop. Last name.
M, right there.
E.
L. T. S.
N. E. R.
Eugene Meltzer!
So this is the top secret project he's been working on at Campbell College.
Hey, you think he's Aram? I mean, if you look at the last two letters of Aram, E-M, it spells out...
Oh, please, don't start that again.
Okay, we now know Eugene's working on some sort of project to convert brain waves into radio waves.
And remember, it's connected to Andromeda somehow. That's the website Aram showed me. And Andromeda is connected to Jared.
Andromeda? Spy cameras? A hidden modem? Eugene's project on brainwaves and radio waves? Aram? Jared? But how does it all connect?
I don't know about you guys, but I think it's time we take this to somebody who can tell us what's going on.
Mr. Whitaker!
I'm sorry we're running late, Connie. I can't believe I left without my bowling shoes.
I can't believe you even have bowling shoes.
I think they're in my closet. I'll be right back.
No big deal. The bowling alley will still be there. Hey, I love the orange flower curtains.
Yeah, they came with the apartment. Ow!
Are you okay?
I'm great. I just found my brick collection. No shoes, though.
You have a nice place here.
Thanks.
Doesn't look like you'll run out of macaroni and cheese anytime soon.
Between that and hot dogs, I could live for a long time.
Not if you leave the hot dogs out on the counter all day. So he's not perfect. You keep it pretty tidy.
No worries, I'm okay.
Out here, at least.
When I get a raise, I'd like to get a two-bedroom, have a separate room for my office.
I don't know, your computer looks nice out here on the coffee table. And the plant stand is perfect for your printer. Do you need some help in there, Mitch?
No, everything's under control. Ow!
This is a pretty cool computer. Is it new?
Fairly. I got it a few months ago.
What does your screensaver mean? That's silly. The two A's go at the beginning of Aardvark.
Oh, I'll fix it later. Hey, I found the
shoes. I can fix it. I have at least that much computer savvy.
Connie?
Ah! You scared me.
Sorry.
I'll let you fix it.
Okay. I found the shoes.
Good.
Connie, are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just thought of something.
What?
Huh?
What did you just think of?
Finneman's Market is having a sale on macaroni and cheese this week. You should pick some up.
Hello?
Whit, I have to talk fast. Mitch is waiting for me.
Connie, where are you?
I'm in the ladies' room.
I kind of guessed that.
The bowling alley.
What's going on?
I was over at Mitch's tonight, and I was looking at his computer, and there was something on his screen that said arrow.
Was it a message?
I don't know. I think so. That's all I saw.
Did Mitch say anything about it?
No, he was in the other room. Whit, what do I do?
Now calm down, Connie. It might not mean anything. Arum seems to just pop up in all kinds of places.
I know. It's just that... I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Now, Connie, stay calm.
I will. Don't worry.
Are you okay?
Of course. Absolutely. Never better. Why do you ask?
Well, you were in the restroom for a while. I was just wondering.
Well, can a girl... I don't think I was that... I mean, who cares?
Connie,
anyway,
calm down. It's okay.
I'm calm. I'm just calmly bowling. Why does everyone keep telling me to be calm?
Well, maybe because you just got a strike in the next lane down.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Hey, that's okay, lady. I needed the help.
Connie, is there something you're not telling me?
Is there something you're not telling me?
Well, I asked first.
I asked you second.
It's still your turn to bowl.
Oh.
You've been acting strange ever since we left my apartment. What's going on?
I feel like I don't really know you.
Well, we're still getting to know each other.
Well, it's hard to get to know someone you're not even sure you can trust.
Hey, thanks, lady.
I threw it down the wrong lane again.
Well, why do they put these lanes so close together?
It's still your turn.
Hand me a law.
So, why can't you trust me?
I don't know. It's like you're hiding something.
What do you think I'm hiding?
How am I supposed to know what you're hiding if you're hiding it?
Wow, you're on a roll.
It's still your turn.
Still?
And it will remain your turn until you bowl into our lane.
Fine.
Connie, what's this about, really?
I don't understand how you can work for Novacom.
What does Novacom have to do with this?
They're up to all sorts of weird secret things, that's what.
Strike number 4, baby!
How do I know you're not a part of the weird secret things?
Connie, I can't tell you everything that's going on. Not yet. You have to trust me. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it now. Let's just forget about it and enjoy the rest of our date.
No, I think I want to go home.
Hey, wait, lady, don't leave. This is the best I've ever bowled.
And so we printed it out. Then we took it back to Wonderworld.
And we put all the letters together?
It spelled out a report on the conversion of brainwaves to radio waves. And it was written by Eugene.
That's the experiment he's been working on at Campbell College.
Ah, very interesting.
Interesting? Try earth-shattering.
What do you think it means, Mr. Whittaker?
I don't know yet, but I've been doing some checking on my own, and, well, now I'm starting to see how some of the pieces of the puzzle fit together.
So this fits in?
Yes, I think it does. Which makes it tough for me to say this.
What is it?
You can tell your parents what you found out, but you can't tell anyone else.
Gotcha. Top secret stuff, huh?
Something like that, yes. And let me remind you, no more conversations with Aram. Let me know if he contacts you. Understand?
We'll see.
I know you're disappointed, but I promise I'll do my best to find out what's going on here. Well, now, how about a round of ice cream sundaes on the house, huh?
Is this like a bribe?
No. It's a thank you. Just tell Nick I sent you. I'll be downstairs in a little while.
Great, sure.
Hot fudge for me.
Ah, Eugene, what have you gotten yourself into?
What has Eugene gotten himself into? And what's going on with Mitch? Can Connie trust him? Or is he up to something? Will Whit ever learn the truth behind it all? We'll find out on future episodes of Adventures in Odyssey. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Grand opening was written by John Beebe, Kathy Waringa, and Marshall Younger, and directed by John Beebe and Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.